Welcome once again to the end of another week of Everyday English. As usual, we're going to give you a short quiz. If you're ready, here's the first question. Question one.
I am going to read you three sentences which share a lot in common. I'd like you to listen to them carefully and point out the differences among them. A. I would like to finish the work in December. B. I would like to have finished the work in December. C. I ought to have finished the work by December. The question again. I am going to read you three sentences which share a lot in common. I'd like you to listen to them carefully and point out the differences among them. A. I would like to finish the work in December. B. I would like to have finished the work in December. And C. I ought to have finished the work by December.
Question two.
I am going to read three sentences to you. I would like you to comment on the meaning of each and what you consider interesting about it in the light of our discussion this week. A. She had some love affair with Jane's husband. B. We all expected him to demonstrate some courage. C. We all expected him to demonstrate courage. And D. I am aware that you are very excited about your new offer of appointment, but let me advise you that it would be imprudent to burn all your boats. The question again. I am going to read three sentences to you. I would like you to comment on the meaning of each and what you consider interesting about it in the light of our discussion this week. A. She had some love affair with Jane's husband. B. We all expected him to demonstrate some courage. C. We all expected him to demonstrate courage. And D. I am aware that you are very excited about your new offer of appointment, but let me advise you that it would be imprudent to burn all your boats.
Question 3.
Explain the meaning of each of the following. A. He raised my suspicion when he started up on seeing me enter the room. B. I appreciate your feeling of excitement for being rewarded for your brilliant academic performance, but it is always wise to make sure you don't burn the candle at both ends. C. To start with, my students are unwilling to exert themselves. And D. We had a leadership crisis to begin with. The question again. Explain the meaning of each of the following. A. He raised my suspicion when he started up on seeing me enter the room. B. I appreciate your feeling of excitement for being rewarded for your brilliant academic performance, but it is always wise to make sure you don't burn the candle at both ends. C. To start with, my students are unwilling to exert themselves. And D. We had a leadership crisis to begin with.
Thank you. And now some suggestions as answers. Question one.
I am going to read you three sentences which share a lot in common. I would like you to listen to them carefully and point out the differences among them. A. I would like to finish the work in December.
This is an expression of a wish for the present to be fulfilled in December, which will occur at a time after now. A wish for the present or future is expressed by would like or should like.
B. I would like to have finished the work.
This sentence also expresses a wish with would like. In this regard, it is similar to the earlier sentence that you heard. But in sentence B, the wish refers to past time, a time which preceded the time of speaking. Hence, the use of the infinitive to have. Another difference between this and the earlier one is that in this sentence, the wish was not realized.
See, I ought to have finished the work by December.
Unlike the two previous sentences, this sentence expresses an obligation rather than a wish. Like the sentence B, but unlike the sentence A, the time involved is in the past rather than present. And secondly, nothing was achieved, realized, or fulfilled.
Question 3.
Explain the meaning of each of the following. A. He raised my suspicion when he started up on seeing me enter the room.
The sentence means, he made me suspicious when on seeing me enter the room, he made a sudden move as if frightened.
B. I appreciate your feeling of excitement for being rewarded for your brilliant academic performance, but it is always wise to make sure that you don't burn the candle at both ends.
To burn the candle at both ends is to do many things at a time. It is understandable, says the speaker, that you should be excited at being honored for your brilliant academic performance. But there is always a danger in trying to do too many things at a time.
C. To start with, my students are unwilling to exert themselves.
The sentence means, there are several problems I could talk about, but let me begin by mentioning one of them. My students are unwilling to work hard enough.
D. We had a leadership crisis to start with.
The sentence means, right at the beginning of our enterprise, we were confronted with a very difficult problem, the choice of an appropriate leader.
Thank you both. We thank our listeners for being with us this week, especially for this quiz. Let's hope to meet again next week. Have a good weekend, listeners. Till then, it's goodbye from us.